Every year, millions of people from all over the world flock to one of the most extreme sporting events on the planet, known as the International Yo-Yo Championships.
Oh, man.
We're talking yo-yo masters, young and old, on stage in front of a huge crowd of screaming gyroscope fanatics, wearing their protective leather wrist guards as they perform the most insane tricks imaginable.
Alexis, you're laughing, but if you've ever seen this
before, it's honestly
the wrist isn't a joke.
No, this is as serious as Jeffrey is describing.
And the tricks are crazy.
They are. They're insane.
They're actually awesome.
Walk the dog in reverse and on the moon.
Whoa.
Harry Potter's ugly cousin.
Oh my god.
And the infamous man on the flying trapeze with his brother Dave.
That's a real trick name.
Oh
my god.
And we knew that there's only one way to truly capture the pageantry of this momentous event, and that was by sending our own Jose Bolaños with our intern Sue Lin. Down to where it's happening to ask people a simple question. What you doing at the Yo-Yo Championships?
What you doing at the Yo-Yo Championships?
I'm out here in Yo-Yo region, just hanging out. You know, the competitors out there make themselves look like a fool if I go up on stage and did any tricks. So are you
competing? You're just hanging out, you said?
Just hanging out. I've competed previous years, but you know, as you get older, you get priorities in life. You gotta work, you gotta pay the bills, you gotta live that life. So
you're talking like you're an old man in the game, bro. How old are you?
No, I wouldn't say I'm an old man. You know, I'm 28.
But in yo-yo years, how old are you?
Maybe 69. But yeah, as you get older, you know, it's just harder to like keep up with everybody. And I've been out of the scene for like half a year. And
you've been gone for 6 months, but in yo-yo years, that's like 20 years.
That's in 20 years. People thought I was dead for some reason.
Dinosaur up on stage.
I relate.
Short-lived career.
I relate to this guy so much.
Why? Because he said
like
69? Is that why, bro?
Well, I mean, that too. Yeah. But, you know.
Brooke, you're not 28, though.
Well, I'm close.
Okay.
Brooke's going to go out there on stage with her wheelchair. She's going to wheel out there with the yo-yo.
What you doing at the Yo-Yo Championship?
Well, I was hoping to compete today, but it didn't exactly pan out. All the spots were filled already.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's my hobby. It's what I do. It's how I relieve stress. It's just my thing.
Have you ever hit anyone with the yo-yo on accident?
I was at Disneyland and I...
Disneyland?
I accidentally hit a kid.
Happiest place on earth?
Yeah.
And you hit a kid?
Yeah, I wasn't watching and I threw it and it bonked him in the head.
How old was the kid?
Small, probably like 4.
All right, so give it a message to that child that you hit at Disneyland with your yo-yo.
I'm really sorry I hit you in the face, but it is a really fun sport.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was the face.
We're going to attach a butt to that.
Because it's worth it.
Yeah, okay. Totally. Hey, right. It's a dangerous sport, okay?
Yeah.
No one ever said it wasn't.
I actually took my kids' yo-yos away.
Really?
Yes, because they were deadly.
Yeah.
Throwing plastic things around.
See, Brooke,
right
you know.
No,
I do.
Brooke, when you got a yo, you got a yo.
Okay.
What you doing at the Yo-Yo Championships?
This is actually my first time here. You know, I came here to get a yo-yo, and I got a yo-yo.
That was the mission?
Yeah, that was the mission.
Are you going to compete?
No, maybe next year.
I notice there's not that many ladies around here. What's it like in the yo-yo community with the ladies?
Yo, there's a couple. There's a couple. That's about it.
It's more of a bro thing, huh?
There's definitely a ratio.
Now, if there was a beautiful yo-yo lady here, what kind of lines could you use to pick her up, man?
Oh, that's really hard.
Do you go right into the yo-yo talk?
I definitely don't bring it up whenever I'm talking to a girl. Like, I'm not like, yo, so I play with yo-yos for like 4 hours a day every day. Like, that's not happening.
What? Alexis, would that work on you if a guy...
4 hours?
You know what? It's important for a person to have a passion.
No, not this. I mean, good for him.
What if he gave you a white claw while you did it?
I mean, I might need more than one to watch it for 4 hours.
One case.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we're doing What You Doing at the Yo-Yo Championships, where we sent Jose and our intern Sue Lin down to the big event to ask people a simple question.
What you doing at the Yo-Yo Championship?
I'm definitely been drinking beer all day. Actually, sake and beer and smoke some weed and just doing my thing.
You know, that sounds like a fantastic combination for the Yo-Yo Championship. How has it been so far?
Unbelievable. I didn't understand that people can do things with yo-yos.
You're impressed.
Super impressed.
What are your plans now? You know, are you going to watch the rest of it? Are you intrigued? Are you going to buy a yo-yo?
Oh, no, yeah, we're going to Beyonce laser show later because the queen is lit. And we're about that. We love Lemonade. And Jay-Z f***ed up. No, I love it. But 444 was amazing.
Are we still talking about yo-yos?
What?
What?
What is that?
What?
What is this thing?
It's a recorder.
Yeah, he's on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. See, but he is actually disproving the stereotype. Yeah. That yo-yo people are not fun.
Oh, no, because he's still all about Bay.
Yeah, right?
I mean, Lemonade is lit. That's he knows.
He knows, but he's still wandering around the yo-yo like complex trying to figure out where the hell he is.
Hey, dude, where's the laser show?
Yeah. It'd be pretty sweet if Beyonce had some yo-yo champs in her next music video.
Oh, choreography? Yeah. Yeah.
Bay, get on it.
What you doing at the yo-yo championships?
I don't know. I think we just like throwing gyroscopes at the ground. Yeah.
So what is the hardest trick that you know?
Yeah, I think it's this thing I made up. I just came up with it like a week ago.
What do you call it?
I think I'm going to call it like Chopsticks Gorilla or something like that.
What? Why?
I don't know. It's just funny.
All right. Explain it to me what you're doing.
All right. Kind of toss it over. You do this thing what's commonly called a wrist mount.
Okay.
You just kind of roll back once, twice.
Whoa.
You drop this string off. You jump over, drop all that shit. Roll over, get your thumb in there. 360 gorilla yogurt slice. Get over here, mini kamikaze right here. Pull that out, roll back out.
Oh,
kind of like swoosh it on in there. Drop that, all right, that's cool. And then you go, whoop, roll under, and boop, and you kind of collect it.
Oh my God.
And it's pretty sweet.
Oh, you should have seen it, guys.
Yeah, he would be a horrible teacher by just words.
I like the boop, and then you do that, and that's pretty cool. Oh. And
he's so calm.
Yeah.
He is.
I don't know. All the street cred that we got from the last clip all went out the door with Gorilla Chopsticks, man.
Yeah, it's a good point.
That's what you're doing at the Yo-Yo Championships. We got your phone tap coming up right after this.